to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working on our financial IQ. This is a show for people who simply want more out of life. These are the people that want to drive Ferraris. They want to be able to travel to Europe for a month. They want whatever it is that's a big money goal that they have. And it's also for people who are waking up to the fact that just having a job doesn't work anymore. That, you know, you're playing Monopoly, you're going around the board collecting $200, going around the board collecting $200, and you're realizing you're never going to win the game by doing that, and you're realizing life is the same way. And these two groups of people have one thing in common, they're willing to do something about it. And what I want to do, I've got a special guest, Rob Trigg from Jet Lending. I promise you we're going to talk about hard money in a little bit, but I met with an individual today who was complaining, moaning about his life and all this situation. And I asked him what he was doing. And basically, he was just going and doing his job. And he doesn't understand why he's not getting the results from his life. And Rob said something very funny, Rob. First off, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Say that little funny phrase you said.
I've tried nothing, and I'm all out of ideas. Now, I can't take total credit for this. My buddy Alex over at Jet Lending, when we say this to each other all the time, he's pretty much the one that coined the phrase, but it's hilarious because you've always got those people that – they'll come to you with, hey, I've got this problem. Well, did you do anything? No, I want you to solve it for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So that's where that came from. But yeah. It is funny. I talk to people, they've literally tried nothing, and they don't understand why it's not working. You've got to try over and over again because, you know, I've failed dozens, probably hundreds of times. I've fallen down hundreds of times, but you get back up. You keep trying till you figure it out.
What's the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Yes.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy because 90% of Americans just go through their lives, you know, day to day, same thing, day in, day out, and they don't ever change anything. They don't strive for more. My wife asked me a question the other day. She said, when is enough going to be enough? I said, never. And she said, whoa, what do you mean? I said, never's, that's the answer to my question. And I sent her that clip from Wall Street. The guy, now the Wall Street part two, the guy was the evil guy.
Gecko.
No, not Gecko. It was in part two where the kid, Shia LaBeouf, turns around to him and says, what's your number? And he looked at him and he said, more. Mm. And I sent that clip to her and she's like, God, you're never going to be done. I was like, no, I'm never going to be done.
Well, I've got to agree with you because when I reached certain financial goals, they were beyond goals that I had written down already. And what happens is it's the bear went over the mountain. What did he see? A bigger mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So he could go climb the next mountain.
Yep.
And that's what happens. It becomes almost fun. It's definitely entertaining. And it coincides with the need to constantly be growing. Mm-hmm. Because if you reach a goal and shut down, I was able to, quote unquote, retire at 30.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't work for 6 months. That was the worst 6 months of my life. I was like, this is the most boring, stupid way to live. That's why I don't know why people talk about retirement being the goal. It's the, in most cases, it's the last step before death. It's not something you look forward to.
I think your goal shouldn't be retirement. You should use different words like financial freedom.
Exactly. That's what we use here, financial independence.
Yeah, financial freedom is more of a more obtainable than retirement. I mean, I'll tell you a brief story about what happened to me. It's 2016. I'm getting out of the Army. I had no clue what I was going to do. Johnny Hayes, my brother-in-law, he says, come to Houston. We'll get you involved in real estate. 2 weeks went by. I was blowing his phone up. You know, I'd already had enough vacation. I was like, we got to get something started. So we sat down and developed a plan. He's like, hey, go get your real estate license. That'll keep you busy. So I did. I went and got my real estate license, went and joined the team. That, you know, that kind of thing wasn't what I wanted to do. And then went to work for Jet Lending. But, I mean, idle 2 weeks, and I had already had enough vacation. I was bored.
Yeah.
I was like, we got to get started. We got to get something going. Because I'm always the type of person, hey, you know, I'm not going to sit here. I want to be here. You know, I want to be 10 steps ahead of where I was yesterday.
And your military experience makes you concerned for your buddy. You're always looking out for your buddy. And when you get out, it's like, who's my buddy? Who am I looking out for? Yeah. And you miss it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, man, I want to be helping and serving other people as opposed to just serving myself.
And I tell you, I use that approach with every single one of my clients. They become my battle buddy the moment that we start talking, the moment that way I can help them grow, help them become financially free or independently wealthy, that way that it's an accomplishment for me. And I'll tell you a perfect story. Two weeks ago, a lady was closing on her first property. She called me with tears in her eyes. I could tell she was a little emotional. I said, hey, look, what's wrong? She said, if it wasn't for you, this would not have happened.
That does feel good.
And I said, no. All I did was give you the pathway. You actually made it happen. She's like, well, I owe you everything. I said, no, what I want you to do is go hug your husband because you're on your way to financial freedom.
That's awesome.
And she was so happy closing on it was a big rehab, but she's going to hold it and turn it into an Airbnb, and it's going to generate a ton of income for her. And that right there, those moments in this business are where the rewards are at.
Yeah. When a person gets their first taste of passive income, or semi-passive in that case, it's life-changing. And they're like, wait a minute, if I do this 10 times, they start thinking in their head, if I get with Rob and do this 10 times, I'm making more money than I was when I was working, plus some. Well, I've said the same thing twice. I'm making the same amount of money as I was when I was working, plus some. And they start to understand there's no limit, which is why your comment of, what's your goal? What's your number? More.
Yeah, more.
More. Otherwise, you're stagnating, and it's boring to stagnate.
I don't like being stagnant.
No way. Okay, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. If you've got a question for Rob or myself, Rob is a lender. He's got expertise in hard money, conventional. Give us a call at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Thanks for listening. The poor and middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This J-O-B strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income, almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free two-hour sample class. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Rob Trigg of JetLending.com, JetLending.com. This is a hard money lender who has helped thousands upon thousands of people use hard money to buy both rental property and flips. He also can handle the conventional side of it and the refinance. if you're going to hold the property. Before we head into discussing hard money, I want to congratulate him on losing 38 pounds.
Oh, it's more now.
More now.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you for a week.
Yeah, I know. So I started out at 235, and I'm down to 193 now.
Congratulations.
So I've lost set of what's contributed a little bit of this to a little stomach virus I had last week. So,
well, that helps.
So I wasn't able to hit the gym, but literally I think I broke a plateau because I was at 200. I was floating between 200 and 205 for about 2 weeks, and I broke through that plateau. And this week, this morning, I weighed in at 193 and a half. So,
congratulations.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you're basically doing two shakes a day and one meal.
I'm drinking a protein shake in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I drink what is called Ketones OS. And then I eat a meal with, it's usually fish or chicken with some vegetables. About 2 o'clock. So I just,
sitting here with one of his shakes while he's on the air.
Drink another one, for about an hour. And then tonight about 5 o'clock, I'll have, some chicken or fish and vegetables. And then I'll go to the gym, and it has worked. Steve, I already told you last week, I looked in the mirror in February, and I was just like,
who am I?
Who am I?
Who is this?
Who is this guy? Yeah. I mean, because I was in shape in the military, could run, forever. And then, I just slowly getting out of the military, you just let yourself go. And I was just like, I can't do this anymore. I was like, I've got to get back to who I was.
That's amazing because I've told the listeners this before. I was 38 pounds overweight. I've lost about 15 or 16. But I'm now doing your routine with the keto. And I've only been on it for 4 days, so I haven't even weighed to see what's going on. I only weigh about once a week. But it was an inspiration to see you because you walked right up to me for 10 minutes before I realized who you were. Your face was so much smaller and thinner and fit and young-looking. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen that meme, but have you seen the 74-year-old woman with abs next to the average 74-year-old woman?
No, I haven't seen it.
I'll bring it up during the break and show it to you. But it talks about how aging is a choice,
mm-hmm.
and not that we don't die, but the quality of lifestyle that you experience as you age is a direct result of your eating habits mm-hmm. and exercise. And people don't realize that if you exercise weightlifting, it prevents 113 age-related diseases.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't push them off. It prevents them from mm-hmm. ever occurring before you die.
Yep.
It's just phenomenal. So thanks for sharing your story. Go ahead.
I mean, in the military, that's for 21 years, that's all we did every morning, 6:30, 7:30. It got old after 21 years. So I was just like, I'm going to take a little break. But then once – and I'll tell you a little bit of the truth. My health started failing, like literally, like domino effect. Like I got COVID, high blood pressure, cholesterol, all these things, and I'm like, okay, enough's enough. I just had a baby girl. I need to be here when she's walking down the aisle. Yeah. I need to be here, hopefully to see her, grandkids. I'm almost 45 years old. If I don't start making the right choices now, I'm not going to make it to that. So I don't eat sugars. I don't eat cookies anymore. And I was the cookie monster.
Really? So sugars were your thing?
Oh, no, cookies. Chocolate chip cookies. And my wife would make them. And before they even got a little bit cold, I'd eat two or three of them.
Yeah, mine was snacking. I was actually eating sensible meals, but snacking in between the meals, probably another, it's so embarrassing to say, I wrote it down,
mm-hmm.
2,000 extra calories.
Oh yeah, it's
snacking.
Crazy. Snacking.
Snacking, peanuts.
Well, you can make great choices in snacking. You've just got to look at the calories. If I get hungry, we buy these big things of pork skins.
Mm-hmm.
High in fat, but it's a good fat. and yes. it's high in protein too. And most people say, oh, fat, fat, fat. Fat is actually good for you.
Exactly.
In certain ways. I mean, you're not supposed to sit there and guzzle.
Right. It's got to be gallons, balanced.
Gallons of grease. You know, that's people think about fat, they think about grease. You know, but if you eat the right things with protein in them, your system will balance out and you'll start burning fat instead of, you know, storing it. And that's the whole process of being in ketosis, which is – it's worked. I mean, I'll tell you what's funny, and then we can move on. I went to the doctor last week, and she looked at me the same way as you did. She's like, oh, my God, you look great. She's like, you must be doing something wrong. I was like, huh?
What are you talking about?
I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, and what killed me is she had already refilled all of my prescriptions, heart medicine, every one of them before she even walked in the room to do an evaluation.
Wow, that's not a good thing.
And I was like, are we even going to talk about maybe reducing it a little bit or because yeah. I'm 40 pounds lighter? She's like, let's do it at another 6 months. I was like, you're getting kickbacks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not. Yeah, my doctor, as soon as I lost the 15 pounds, she goes, yeah, we got to do a reevaluation next time you're here. She was already predicting, you know, at this pace, you'll be down 40 pounds. We'll probably have to take you off of the blood pressure medication. Yeah. But, you know, they've still got to check. Okay, phone lines are open. We're about to move into hard money lending and why every deal that I've done over the last 10, 15 years, I've used hard money. And there's people out there going, oh, but it's high interest rates, it's high points. I want to explain why I use them and how Jet Lending can help you. The phone lines are open. If you've got a question anytime during the conversation, join in. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Remember, if you're a little shy or you feel like you've got a dumb question, call anyway.
There is no dumb question.
There isn't. Use a fake name or email the question to us and put anonymous in the subject line. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com or call 281-558-5738. Well, Rob, there's a analysis that I do of a little property that I bought in Katy. If it hadn't been for a hard money loan, that deal would have been $67,000 out of pocket for one deal.
Uh-huh.
And this was just a $220,000 home, mm-hmm. ARV. After repaired value was $220,000. $67,000 is what it would have cost to get into that deal. Because of your hard money loan, I got in for $20,000. I could buy three houses instead of just one. So if you would, kind of explain how the hard money loan works.
So basically, and this I'm speaking about Jet Lending only, what we do is an upfront analysis on every property. We do it for free for every one of our clients. And it's from my understanding, there are no other hard money lenders out there that do this. Eddie Gant, Johnny Hayes, they formed this company 17 years ago, back in 2004. And their model is let's do something that the other guy's not doing. By doing an analysis on the property and let you know what we think the values are based upon our, you know, expertise of being investors. So we pull comps, we evaluate it, and we let you know, hey, look, based upon the pictures and based upon the data, this is where we see the ARV. And then we present numbers, but let's take simple numbers. Let's say the ARV is $100,000.
Okay.
That means 70%. That's the max we can lend. Max loan $70,000.
Okay.
You take the repair cost off the top of that, and everybody's wondering. Well, that means you can lend me a total of $70,000 towards the purchase price. That's incorrect. We have to account for the repairs because the repairs are what's going to get you to that ARV.
Correct.
So, a lot of people get confused about that. So off the top of that loan, your repair cost has to come off. that let's just say they're 20,000 in this scenario. That leaves 50,000 to go towards your purchase price. So all in all, yes, it's a $70,000 loan, but you've got repairs, and then whatever's left over goes towards your acquisition. So the key into making as much money on these properties as possible is buying them as close to that 50,000 as you can. Typically around 60 to 55% of ARV is where you need to be buying properties if it's a buy, fix, and sell.
Yeah. Now the rentals you can pay a little bit more for, but bottom line is if you, in the scenario he just gave you, let's say that this house needs, it's just a doggone disaster and it needs $40,000 worth of work and you pick it up for $40,000, then that's $80,000 all in. He's going to loan you 70. That means you would come to the closing table with 10 plus your closing costs. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Rob Trigg of JetLending.com. Investor loans for for flips or rental, JetLending.com. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Rob Trigg of JetLending.com, your source for hard money loans for both rentals and flips. And when I click loan products, what in the world's about to come up? Short-term loans, long-term loans, 20 to 30 year, transactional funding, small balance commercial. Wow, you do a lot of different stuff.
We do. We definitely do. A lot of people don't realize that. I mean, I think last year, small balance commercial, I've closed 15 deals. Love to do more, especially small apartments, multifamily. Love doing them. They're easy. Yeah. And plus, they're easier than a hard money loan now to me because it's more about the income and not about, okay, what are the comps telling you?
Yeah.
If you can figure out, hey, it's going to produce this much income, then I could tell you right off the bat what your ARV is going to be. You know,
the NOI to cap rate, not operating income to cap rate ratios, tell you instantly what it's worth.
Yes.
And then these guys that come in with ludicrous prices, you can just, there's your NOI. There's the lowest cap rate that a bank's going to do the deal with. Mm. That's what the property's worth.
Yeah.
You still want to sell or are you full of crap? And they either capitulate and sell or they have to leave because these sellers who think they dictate the cap rate, no.
No.
The bank is the one who's going to determine whether they loan or not.
And we do quarterly training for the loan officers, and Eddie actually gave a whole class on debt service cover ratio, mm-hmm. and tried to teach all the junior loan officers, you know, how to calculate your debt service versus what the bank will loan on. It was a very interesting class, and everybody was just like,
huh.
But they eventually got it because, I mean, if you've ever sat in one of Eddie's classes, he will get your attention.
Yeah, he's entertaining.
He is. Very entertaining. I mean, not to toot any horns, but I owe the world to Eddie and Johnny. I mean, they changed my life completely. So
yeah, they're great guys.
They are.
And they built an incredible company.
Yeah.
So one of the things I want to deal with and I want to share with the listener is there's a certain person who will say, look, and let's not even talk about any discounts. Let's just say 12% mm-hmm. is the interest rate. 12% interest on a hard money loan. I refuse to pay that. That's just against my principles. I have to laugh. I'm like, really? Congratulations. Well, your principal is going to cause you to be unleveraged and make about a third the rate of return that you could have made by using a hard money loan.
Well, I'll tell you what kills me is that, and we talked about this, it shouldn't matter what my costs are. It should matter who you want to do business with and who you trust to do business with.
Gotcha.
Sometimes people say, oh, well, I've got this hard money lender that's going to be at 9%. But he's a loan to cost. Anybody that is below 9% on their interest rate, they have a loan to cost. They have to. They can't afford not to. The reason why
explain the term loan to cost.
Okay, so loan to cost means typically you're going to be out of pocket at least 20% to 10%.
Right.
They're loan to cost. That means purchase price. They're going to be anywhere from 80% to 90% of purchase price, 100% of repairs, 70% to 75% of ARV, and they do credit tiers. Jet Lending doesn't do that. If you're doing a buy, fix, and sell, and it's a flip, we'll do 70% of ARV. If you've got it in a spread that it fits into that full 70%, we'll do 100% financing.
Let me use a term that the people will understand, because when you say 100%, not everybody understands. That's a zero down deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Zero down deal.
Zero down deal. 100% financed. And I've seen it. I've done it. Can you run your entire portfolio off of it? I don't think so. But every once in a while, that home run is going to drop in your lap. And you call Rob, and he's able to do the deal for zero down for you. You need somebody like that on your team. Yeah. But to me, I was always looking at my cash-on-cash rate of return. And when I take that deal in Katy, if I'd have put $67,000 down, even though I had a lower mortgage, I would have had a rate of return of about 8%. Mm-hmm. Well, because I used the hard money loan, my rate of return was over 20%. It was over three times, so it must have been over 24% because I used the hard money loan. And I was able to buy three of them.
Because you leveraged yourself out.
Exactly, because of the leverage that the hard money provided.
And a lot of people, well, I don't want to pay those high interest. Well, okay, but now you got all your eggs in one basket by using, you know, either a large majority of your cash or all your cash in one deal. And then 5 minutes later or 2 days later, you got another deal, another contract has come in, and you're like, oh, shoot, what do I do?
Yeah.
Now you can't even go to a hard money lender to get that deal because they need proof of funds. And everybody says, why do you need to see proof of funds? Well, first of all, I don't want to put you in a loan that, one, you can't make some payments on, and, two, that you can't do a little bit of repairs, and then we reimburse you off draws. That's how hard money works. We always stay in leverage on the property. You're staying in leverage on your money by using us.
Right.
And it getting that model through a new investor's brain is a little harder because they're like, well, you're supposed to be true asset based. Why does it matter if I only had $1,000 in cash? Well, because I don't want to take the property back.
Right.
I want you to be successful, and I want you to get through your rehab, and I want you to make a ton of money. If you only have $1,000 in the bank and you make one payment in 2 months,
in the water.
In 2 months, you're dead in the water or less than that. And then I'm going to have to take the property back, and now you're not an investor anymore.
And they've lost their reputation.
Yeah.
And they've also burnt their hand.
Yes.
So they won't go try again for a long period in some cases, or never in other cases. Mm. All right, if you've got a question for Rob or myself, give us a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. This is from an email from, give me 1 second. Why is this not coming up? Kelly wants to know if she finishes her rehab in 1 month, how long does it take you to refinance into the permanent loan?
Typically for our non-QM stuff,
and now what's QM?
Non-qualifying mortgage.
Okay.
Sorry.
I just got yelled at because this Saturday I forgot to define every acronym that I when I was teaching.
So non-qualifying mortgages are basically, let's say, for instance, you make a lot of money, but taxes are going to kill you. Every year you write everything off.
Right.
So it puts your debt-to-income ratio way below the threshold that Freddie and Fannie and Mae on the conventional side can do, right? So you come to a non-conventional lender where they go truly off the income of the property. I've got products, multiple products. Hell, I got one that doesn't even care about DSCR. It cares about if that property is at least breaking even.
Right.
Like a one DSCR. And I mean, I've closed several with this company because people want to get as many rentals as they can. So back to her question, it usually takes about 30 to 45 days, same as conventional financing. The underwriting process is a little bit more, stringent up front on the property. They take a lot of time with the appraisal and then evaluating that appraisal up front. It takes a little bit longer. Like most conventional lending, you're doing a lot of paperwork, you're sending bank statements, you're sending blood sample, right. Death certificate, you got to write a letter,
yeah.
You know, you got to do all that stuff that everybody hates to do. Well, during that time, they're doing analysis on the property to make sure, you know, it fits every category for them. That's why it takes more time than, you know, a regular conventional loan.
To be honest with you, Rob, conventional loans during COVID were taking 45 days,
mm-hmm.
just regular old loans. So that's still pretty darn quick.
Yeah. I mean, I think the longest I've taken is about 45 days. A guy called me today. I'm doing one for him. Interesting story. He's like, Rob, I haven't heard from you. Do you need anything from me? I said, no, I don't need anything. So let's just get the appraisal report back, and then there's going to be a few items I'm going to need after that. I was like, I preemptively told him, hey, get your photo ID ready. Start shooting photo ID, LLC docs. Get all that stuff over to me right now, and I'll already have them in a folder because they're going to ask for them, and we'll be preemptive. He said, that's it? I was like, this is a low doc loan. It's gonna be so easy.
That is a sweet deal.
So,
okay, hope that helps, Kelly. Let's see, we got one more. Maybe we got time for one more. This is a question for me. You gotta be kidding me. Same name, different person. This is also from a Kelly. You don't want to try to break the lease so you can sell your property. What I will tell you this, Kelly, I have sent letters to people. Like one time I was going to sell 20 houses, and I just mailed a letter to all 20, said, look, my financial position has changed. I'm not going to renew your lease. I think it was 6 to 9 of them moved out immediately on their own. They were like, well... And I told them in the letter, I said, if you want to leave now, you can. And sure enough, I'm pretty sure it was 9. So I would try that strategy first. Otherwise, I would honestly wait till you're about a month out from the end of the lease before I'd sell the property, because you do need to honor your lease. Okay. We're about to go to break. Phone lines are open at 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show with my special guest, Rob Trigg of JetLending.com. That's JetLending.com. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the final segment of today's show. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Rob Trigg of Jet Lending. He's a fantastic source for any real estate investor who is buying and hold or flipping, also small apartments. What's the biggest commercial loan your company will do?
I think I did a $1 million deal for Jason Bible.
Oh, Jason, really?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest one I've personally done in the company.
Generally, it's $5 million, then it goes to like $25 million, then it goes. So I bet you're in the $5 million limit at this point.
Oh no.
No limit.
No. There's a limit to each loan that we can do based upon our bank line agreements.
Okay.
And we tend to not go above $1 million.
Gotcha.
Okay. Per loan, not for, you know, we close 30 loans a month, but per loan, I think our limit's 1 million.
And that's the largest. If I want to flip a $2 million house and I can get it for 1.4, can you do that?
We can make arrangements.
Excellent.
We can definitely make arrangements. If you've got a $2 million deal, by all means, don't send it. We can make arrangements, but I mean, the largest loan that I have done thus far has been a $1 million loan.
Yeah. Cause Alyssa's crazy. Alyssa is, she runs the realty side of our company. She's doing 800, 1.2 million dollar home flips, and she's amazingly effective at it. I'm just afraid she's going to walk in here and see me and go, Steve, I need help. It's 2 million. Oh my God. Who do I send her to? So,
I can definitely make it happen.
All right, I'll reach out to you. Yeah. All right, if you've got a question for Rob or myself, give us a call right now, please, because we only have about 5 minutes left, and we will not be able to answer your question if you don't give us the time to do it. So please call 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. By the way, our big crawfish party, and I'm hoping Jet Lending will be there, is going to be May 29th. You'll be able to meet about 25 to 30 different vendors, and you're going to hear from 4 investors. What we're going to be doing is teaching you how we're building passive income with apartment complexes in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, apartment complexes in the greater Houston area, and self-storage all across the country. You'll get to see case studies of all of that at this event, and then after the event, we're going to have free crawfish and beer, and you'll be able to network with all of the vendors to build your investor team. So go to gettotalwealth.com/crawfish. If you want to go, do it now. We only sent out one email, and we're already over 100, and we're only allowed to have 300. So it's going to fill up probably by Monday or Tuesday. So do it right now. Go to gettotalwealth.com/crawfish and reserve a seat for May 29th. We were just talking about this, and I should have asked during the break. Is Jet Lending getting ready to have another event?
We are.
We have one scheduled.
We are scouting out locations right now. Hopefully, and Eddie has put a very hopefully the third Wednesday in May will be our first go back live.
Excellent.
We are really hoping for that.
Now, how do they get on the list to be notified of that?
Trust me, they can. There's going to be email blasts, Facebook, everything is going to be blasted. But you can always email me at jetteam1@jetlending.com or rob@jetlending.com, and I can get you added to the list.
Yeah, email rob@jetlending.com, rob@jetlending.com to get on their list. That event is huge. It's exciting, great speakers, and a lot of great networking. So get on the list so that when
they do. We've actually looked at some pretty good venues.
Did you? Mm-hmm. How many people are you – how big a venue do you need, do you think?
Well, we got to test the waters.
I told Eddie if he wants to do the first one up here, he can.
I don't think you can fit it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be – he was like –
And I'm no
kind
offense.
Of suggesting yeah. that it would be small the first time. I disagree with him too. I yeah. think you're going to need a big venue.
We both told him that there's people itching. Like, for instance, a friend of mine throws an event the first Wednesday of every month, and it's grown. There's like 60 people at his event.
Wow.
And I mean, it's just a networking event. AC Ramos threw an event the other night. I think he had upwards 200 people there.
Wow.
I mean, so as soon as they hear that super investor meeting and know that there's going to be free beer all night, people are coming out. I'm telling you.
People are so fed up with being trapped at home. They're looking for anything.
Anything.
Especially something as high quality as your event.
Yeah.
So everybody remember, Rob, if you're not already on his email list and you want to be notified when his event is coming up, email rob@jetlending.com. rob@jetlending.com.
Yeah, they can also call or text my personal cell phone number 903-806-4400. That's 903-806-4400.
Okay. All right. We've only got about 2-3 minutes left. If you've got a question for us, you've got to call right now, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. We got another emailed question from Peter. Peter is simply asking, how many hard money loans can I have at a time?
Well, that's a great question, and I think we just touched on this. Cash reserves is king when it comes to hard money. I want to make sure that I'm putting you in a loan that makes sense. So a good rule of thumb, for every $100,000 that you borrow, you need to have $15,000 to $20,000 in cash. So if you've got a large amount of cash, you can do as many hard money loans as you want. If you have $20,000, you might want to just stick to
don't
one.
Don't do more than one at a time.
Don't do more than one at a time. And you're probably going to ask, well, why is that? One, I want to make sure that you can make payments. And two, I want to make sure that you can advance some of the repairs. I do not want to take your property back. I do not want to put you in a financial position or hardship. I want you to have a very successful flip or rental, and I want you to come back and do another deal with me. If I put you into a property or multiple properties where you don't have the cash assets to handle it, you're going to get burned. You're going to get out of the investment game. You're going to go around and talk bad about Rob and Jet Lending instead of going out and singing my praises that I got you onto financial freedom. I want to make sure that you're financially secure.
Yeah. And there's peace of mind is important too. Yeah. When you try to get people to give you a loan and you don't have the money to make the payment for 6 months, you don't have the money to put up to get your contractor started, they can't loan you the money. You know, and you get that money back when the contractor completes the project anyway, but you've got to have those reserves. Even if the deal is zero down, you still need that $15,000 to $20,000 in reserve. Okay, I'm going to close the phone lines. But let me give you Rob's email again if you've got a question for Rob or myself. Rob is rob@jetlending.com. rob@jetlending.com. If you've got a question for me, it's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Let's see if we've got one more email question here. Well, I thought I did. Where in the world is it? Oh, there it is. I accidentally deleted it. Why is it Steve Davis? That couldn't be from me. I don't email myself as a rule. Oh, there it is. Sorry about that. Gutter cleaning. That's a good question. I can tell you this. I clean the gutters before they move in. If they get dirty after they move in, that's the tenant's problem. Mm-hmm. Remember, anything that once you've moved them in, that's why you've got to move them in a property that's in perfect shape, take photos of everything, and then anything that goes wrong, That's their responsibility once they move in.
And also have it outlined in your contract.
Yeah, it is, because that's part of landscaping.
Yeah.
All right, Rob, thank you so much for coming on
today. I appreciate it. Let's do it again sometime.
Will do. All right, thanks everybody for listening, and have a great rest of your day.
Been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.